of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. O God, you know that we cannot withstand the dangers which surround us. Strengthen us in body and spirit, so that with your help, we may be able to overcome the weakness that our sin has brought upon us. Through Christ our Lord, your Son. Amen. Please be seated for the reading.
A reading from the prophet Micah, the 6th chapter. Hear what the Lord says. Raise, plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, you mountains, the controversy of the Lord, and you enduring foundations of the earth. For the Lord has a controversy with his people, and he will contend with Israel. O my people, what have I done to you? In what have I wearied you? Answer me. For I brought you up from the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the house of slavery. And I sent you before Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what King Balak of Moab devised and what Balaam, son of Beor, answered him. And what happened from Shittim to Gilgal, and you may know the saving acts of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before you with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? With the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams and 10,000s of rivers of oil. Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, to love kindness, and walk humbly with your God. The word of the Lord. Let us pray Psalm 15 responsively. Lord, who may dwell in your tabernacle, who may abide upon the holy hill? There is no guile upon his tongue. He does no evil to his friend. He does not heap contempt upon his neighbor.
In his sight, the wicked is rejected, but he honors those who fear the Lord.
He has sworn to do no wrong and does not take back his word.
He does not count his money on the evil he gained, nor does he take a bribe against the innocent.
Whoever does these things shall never be overthrown. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The second reading, a reading from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1. The message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God, for it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God and the world, I do not know God through wisdom. God decided through the foolishness of our proclamation to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks desire wisdom. But we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. Consider your own call, brothers and sisters. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world and shame to the wise. God chose what is weak to the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, things that are not, to reduce to nothing things that are, so that no one might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, in order that, as it is written, let the one who boasts boast to in the Lord. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 5th chapter. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Thank you, Larry and Maddie, for bringing Eli to be baptized here this morning. What a great opportunity for us to be reminded of what baptism is all about. An opportunity for us to think again about the responsibilities and the blessings, the gifts of baptism. And when we hear those words and see that water poured, we're reminded of how our life in Christ began. Now that Eli has joined this faith community, this community of faithful people who walk their daily baptisms together, now he will be nourished by word and sacrament in this community. Now, it's not only about our gifts that we receive at baptism, claiming our status as the beloved children of God, but it's also about the responsibilities. Listen again to those promises that were made this morning, promises that were made for all the baptized. They will learn to trust God. They will proclaim Christ through word and deed. They will care for others and for the world that God made. They will work for justice and peace among all people. Wow, that's not a Sunday-only job, is it? Proclaiming peace, working for justice, caring for others, trusting God, proclaiming Christ in word and deed. That takes more than a Sunday morning hour. That takes every day. That's why we don't do this alone. That's why we don't walk on this Christian journey just one person by themselves. We walk together as Christian people. We are baptized into the family of God. This is about a relationship about a relationship between one person, each of us individually with God, and a relationship about all of us together and God. I don't think we understand what that means. No matter if you're, 6 months old, or 2 years, or 14, or 40, or 80, we are daily growing in our understanding of what it means to walk as a Christian. It's not something that happens to you. Baptism isn't something that happens one day. Baptism is how we live. It's how we live day by day. Christians live out their baptism by walking daily, by walking wet, by reminding ourselves, of what it means to be a Christian. I need all the help I can get in that daily walk. Maybe that's one of the reasons that we like so well this passage from the prophet Micah. We like this simple message. He told you, O mortal, what is good and what the Lord requires of you. Do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with your God. There are even songs to that text that help us to remember those three basic requirements. Maybe we like that verse from Micah because it's so simple. Just three things. No, we could just strip away all that extra stuff about being a Christian and just remember those three things. If we could strip away all those extra things about requirements of rules and regulations, about laws that might seem oppressive or excessive, or rules that just give us guilt, all of that stuff about, you know, going to church on Wednesdays during Lent, or tithing, or being kind to your neighbor, all that extra stuff. You know, we can take care of that and just do those three simple things that Micah called us to. Wouldn't that be easy to just do three things rather than all that other stuff that we try to do? Just do the three things and not sweat all the small stuff. You know, I don't think it's just that easy. I don't think doing those three things, those three basic requirements, would be that simple. Think about it. What would it look like in reality to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with your God? If we did boil it down to just those three basic requirements and then actually practice that, what a world we would have. That would be the kingdom in its fullness. That would be living out your baptismal promises in all of their richness. Our baptismal promises say, trust God, proclaim Christ, care for others, care for the world, work for justice and peace among all people. What would it look like if we lived our baptism in its fullness, in our families and in our neighborhood, in our nation, in our world? What if the peacemakers, the peacekeepers in Iraq, and every person going to vote today in Iraq, what if every one of those people had as their number one priority doing justice, loving kindness, and walking humbly with God? What if our city government and our nation's governmental leaders, what if they had as a priority justice, kindness, and humility? What if you and I would put trusting God caring for one another, working for justice and peace. What if we put that as a priority in our daily decisions and our daily relationships? Wouldn't that make a different world? If every single person had justice and peace as their aim. That's a lot of what ifs, isn't it? That's why we take every opportunity to turn our heads and look at the font, to remind ourselves of our baptisms, because there is no way we could do any of that by ourselves, sinful people as we are. We have, however, through that font, the power of Jesus Christ. We don't have to do it alone. We don't have to try to be just and kind and humble. We don't have to try to do that by ourselves on our own strength. It's the strength of Jesus Christ that allows that to happen, that gives us the power to say, yes, I will. I heard Larry and Natty say, yes, we will. When we ask the questions, will Eli grow up trusting God and loving his neighbors, proclaiming Christ, working for justice? Will he do that? And Larry and Natty said, we'll help him. And you all said it too. We all said, yes, we will. We will strive for that. But we don't do that on our own. We do that through the power of Jesus Christ. That's why we are so thankful that we have an opportunity on a Sunday morning to baptize, to remind ourselves that we don't do any of this alone. It's through the power of Jesus Christ and our baptism. It's one another. It's in the family of God that we strive for this. So if there are places in your life where there is injustice, where there is unkindness, where there's a lack of humility, where you have difficulties and problems and concerns, remember, you don't have to do that by yourself. We do that together as the family of God, as those who are baptized, the precious children of God. And then we can hold in our hearts and live those three requirements that the prophet Micah reminds us today. He has told you, O mortal, what is good, what the Lord requires of you. Do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with your God. Amen.